I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We remember the godfather of Rocksteady in just a moment. First, though, our geoquiz, which involved a long-standing dispute between Russia and China over a couple of islands. That squabble is over as of today. Russia has agreed to hand over one of the islands and half of the other. Shannon O'Lear specializes in Russian and Central Eurasian geography, and she teaches at the University of Kansas. Professor O'Lear, what are the names of the islands that figure in this border dispute?
All right. These islands are Khabarov, also known as Yinglong, and the Bolshoi Usuriski Island. And my Chinese is not as good as my Russian, but the Chinese looks like it's a Heishasi. And these islands are located at the confluence of the Amur River and the Usuri River.
Which is where?
These rivers come together north of the Korean Peninsula. If you go just north of the peninsula and slightly to the east, that is where these two rivers come together, and they actually form the border between Russia and China.
Now, therein lies the problem, as it has for a couple of centuries. Maybe take us back to the origins of this dispute. I mean, how it began that these islands became such a flashpoint for what were two superpowers.
Correct. These are very small islands. Russia and China have been competing for territory in this area since imperial times, although the Chinese claim that the Russians took over these islands from China in 1929, and there were some armed disputes over them in the late 1960s.
But what was so precious about the islands to begin with? I mean, why are they worth disputing over?
Well, one of the important things about islands located on rivers is that often they can be used as important shipping routes and for controlling territory upstream as well. So there's sort of an important strategic point, or at least they can be. Chinese officials are claiming that they want to pursue the tourism possibilities on these islands. So that doesn't suggest that they are particularly important in terms of oil pipelines or military strategy.
And this must be one of the key areas that a geographer like you watches, areas that one would not suspect would be such a flashpoint.
Well, I think what we need to understand is that Russia and China are involved in the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, and the other members are several of the Central Asian states. One of the principal goals of this organization is to prevent separatism in all the member states. And these other members of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization really did not care for Russia's recognition of South Ossetia and Abkhazia after the recent conflict with Georgia. So it's kind of interesting because this new border agreement was actually settled in July, and they're just now unveiling the new delimitation of the borders. But it seems to me that this might be a concession to China because Russia wants to be sure to keep these other members of the organization on its good side, even while it's doing things that they don't necessarily approve of. But again, I think it's a sign that it's interesting when these two rivals are getting along. That's something that is worth taking note of.
By the way, could it have brought them to war?
I would be surprised. I can't see that they would have held that much interest for either party, that they would have gone to war.
Okay, so it was more like a spitting match.
I think that's a good description.
Shannon O'Lear is professor of geography at the University of Kansas and also a member of the American Association of Geographers. Nice to talk with you.
Thank you for having me.